This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor, Lee Colvin.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We are back here on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you seriously looking at solar power generation? Well, MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. Find out more at mte.com/prosolar. Well, speaking of pros, we have one joining us by phone today, and that is the one and only Lee Colvin. It's an Edward Jones financial advisor. Good day to you, Mr. Colvin. Enjoying this spring weather, I hope.
Hey there, Brian. Just loving this beautiful weather. Absolutely. I hope you are as well, especially after the storms we had the other night.
Yeah, you know, Mother Nature's really angry some days and really happy some days. It's kind of like being married. I don't know. Oh, just kidding.
So, I'm going to move on.
Moving along.
don't get me in trouble with your shenanigans.
You know, springtime is that time of the year. You know, you've been cooped up all winter and want to get out and enjoy the sunshine and all of that. And, you know, wash the windows, organize cabinets, doing some, you know, cleaning the carpets, all of that good stuff. Comes with spring cleaning as well. And you're going to kind of talk to us about some spring financial cleaning or some financial spring cleaning that we could be doing. And you're going to bring, looks like, 5 points to us today, four?
You know, Brian, I say, why stop at the house if you can work on your money too, you know?
Why not? Why not?
Yeah, just do a spring cleaning of it all.
So we're going to talk about decluttering your investment portfolio, cutting back on your overgrown investments, dusting off your investment strategy, and protecting yourself from financial dangers, some of the things that we're going to touch on today. So declutter. I like to declutter.
Yes. So, you know, when you're decluttering, when you embark on your home cleaning mission, you might notice that you have redundancies, right? You have 3 blenders, 2 vacuum cleaners, and other items. Similarly, you might find duplications in your investment portfolio, perhaps in the form of multiple near identical stocks or mutual funds. And if so, then it might be worthwhile to consider selling some of these investments and using the proceeds to boost your portfolio in other areas in which you may be lacking.
Okay. Good point there. So let's talk about cutting back on overgrown investments.
So Brian, now that winter is over, you're venturing outside more, you may even notice some overgrown shrubbery. You might see some tree branches that need pruning. And while it may sound counterintuitive, you might also have some investments that have grown too big for your needs. For example, you might own some growth-oriented investments whose value has increased so much that they now take up a larger percentage of your portfolio and they carry a higher degree of risk than you originally intended for them. If that's the case, then you might be better off selling some of these investments and purchasing others to help bring your investment mix back into its desired alignment.
Lee Colvin with us today. We're talking about doing some spring cleaning financial spring cleaning. So we've talked about decluttering your investment portfolio, cutting back on your overgrown investments. What about dusting off that investment strategy?
So, you know, with more sunlight now pouring into your house, you might notice that the corners of your walls or maybe your ceilings need a good dusting. And as you continually work to strengthen your financial foundation, you may need to dust off your investment strategy, especially if you've recently experienced changes in your life, such as marriage, addition of children, maybe a new job, or so on. And as you move closer to retirement, you may also need to adjust your strategy. For one thing, you might want to adopt a more conservative investment approach in the years immediately preceding your retirement, though you'll still need to have some growth potential in your portfolio to help keep up and stay ahead of inflation.
Lee, the final point here is protecting yourself from financial dangers. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, Brian, I think that this one is so important. As you go about your household, you know, again, going back to the spring cleaning, you may find actual physical dangers that need to be removed, or maybe stored more safely, right? Such as sharp objects, maybe broken tools. With this, as you navigate daily life, you may also find threats to your financial safety, maybe the need for an expensive home improvement or a major car repair or an unexpectedly large medical bill. If you don't have the money available to pay for these expenses, then you might be forced to dip into your retirement accounts or run up your credit card or even take out a high-rate loan. You know, to protect yourself from having to make these moves, you may want to maintain an emergency fund that can contain several months' worth of living expenses and keep the money liquid, separate from those that you use for your daily living expenses.
Some very, very useful points here as we talked to Lee this morning. And, of course, some of the moves can take a little time, but I think, Lee, you'd agree that the sooner you start, the better off you'll be.
Brian, it's always such a better chance of success by getting started on them soon, and you can help put your financial house in a better shape by the time the next spring cleaning rolls around.
Indeed. So maybe some of the things that we touched on here today, folks need help with, maybe that's been many, many years since they've done any spring cleaning and don't really even have someone helping to guide them into some conversations about their investment portfolio and such. I'm sure you or any of the other great Edward Jones financial advisors would love to help.
Oh, we certainly would, Brian. Folks can always reach out to my office at 615-907-7056. We'd be more than happy to have an initial conversation or consultation with you and fit you with the best financial advisor with Edward Jones in the local community.
Lee, thanks so much for joining today, and get out and enjoy this weather, because today is a Mother Nature I'm friendly day. Tomorrow may not be.
Absolutely. Good luck in this weather, and hope everybody has a good spring, Brian.
All right,
thank you so much.
Catch up soon. That is our pal Lee Colvin, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, joining us here on WGNS Rutherford Issues.